From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
It's Life Change Weekend. So glad you're listening into our program today as we come to you here from Florida. These programs on the weekend, we always talk with people who have had a life change in some way. Maybe it's a conversion experience. Maybe it's a book they've written. Maybe it's a testimony they want to give. Or maybe it has to do with what's going on overseas in missions. And that's what we're doing today. There are so many things happening around the world for the gospel that we don't really hear about sometimes, and a lot of it has to do with the changes that are taking place. And so we're glad to have with us today the International Director of Dino Padrone Ministries, Rick Ramsey, on with us. Rick has been our International Director for quite some time. He does many other things in ministry as well. And Rick, it's good to have you on, and you are in Virginia, is that correct?
I am. We are enjoying the fall season now. Hopefully we're in full swing out of the summer and into the cooler weather.
That sounds like a nice thing. As you know, I'm here in Florida, Rick, and we are enjoying these vicious storms that look like we're going to be taken out of the ocean, and about 20 minutes later, the sun comes out, so we find that we're safe. Different world. We want to talk about missions today, Rick. Now, we have a Bible study Monday through Friday that's called Life Change Today, and we're talking about missions today, and that Bible study has to do with what the Word of God teaches us. And then on Saturday, we always bring in guests. And Rick, you're on here a lot. You're not really a guest. You're part of the family here. And you've been doing a lot of research as well as missions yourself. So tell us, what would you describe today as the purpose of missions?
I think, first of all, I'd have to say missions has not changed from the time of Christ. But missions is a God thing, is the way I would describe it. As with everything, if it's not about and for God, it's not good. One of my favorite reminder verses about every area of my life, and missions would be included in it, is Colossians 1:16, where it says in the end of that verse, by him and for him, all things were created by him and for him. And then again in 1 Corinthians 10:31, he said, whether therefore you eat or drink, and now get this one, or whatsoever you do, do all for the glory of God. And we're bad as Christians sometimes. We know that verse so well that we forget its meaning. And the glory of God should be the purpose of everything that we do. So while we're concerned about the lost, we often become humanistic in our thinking about reaching the lost. And considering their need, when the truth is, the purpose of missions is God. It's God's desire. It's for God's glory. It is purposed by Him as a means to bring glory to Him.
Yeah, I'm so often reminded, Rick, of that story in John 11 when Jesus raises Lazarus from the grave in verse 4. He told his disciples before the event ever took place, this would be for the glory of God. And then when Lazarus died, everybody was kind of blaming Jesus for not getting there in time. He said, but you'll see the glory of God. This is for the glory of God. And his resurrection was for that reason. And that's a great reminder.
With the blind man that everybody was asking him the questions about why he was blind from birth. And Jesus said it was for the glory of God.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. So how does this relate then to the Great Commission?
Well, you know, the Great Commission's interesting thing. It's, of course, not written in Scripture or recorded as the Great Commission. As a matter of fact, Barna did a research on this some years ago, I believe it was 2018, and asked people, who are church people now, mind you, and do you know and understand what the Great Commission is? And only 51%. Now, this is a broad range when you say church people, but only 51% acknowledged that they knew what it was. And, of course, then they put a list of scriptures up, and they said, which one do you think describes the Great Commission? The majority said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, which is an interesting part of this. But there's some misunderstanding of the Great Commission, certainly, but most people would understand the Great Commission given in Matthew 28, 18 through 20.
Yeah, that's right. And it's interesting to notice that there is a great commandment, which is love the Lord thy God, but this is the Great Commission. Two very related yet different things. You're listening into Life Change today. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you. We're glad to have my good friend and international director of our ministry, Rick Ramsey, on with us. And we're talking today about missions today. We've looked at the purpose of missions. We've talked a little bit about how it relates to the Great Commission. But how does a God's glory-centered ministry differ from a man It's a need-centered ministry. How does that differ, Rick?
We understand that this is God's plan. So as a result of understanding God's plan, even the Matthew 28 passage, Jesus was the one who gave that, and he said, I have the power to do this. I have the power to command you to do this. I have the power to enable you to do this. And it's all about Jesus, who is God, and his glory. So when we think about missions, we should think about it while we are concerned for the lost. We generally throw them in a bucket of people that we don't know. And it's really hard to love the lost. Many people say, I love the lost. But if you say, I love my brother who is lost, then that's different. But generally just saying, I love the lost. But how does it differ when we love the Lord, when we love Jesus, then we want to obey him, and part of obeying him is carrying out the Great Commission, and that will change, I think, the way we do it, the way we do ministry and missions, rather than helping people, which is good, but it's not primary, it's honoring God. That's primary.
Yeah, that's right. I remember, Rick, some years ago, I saw Larry King, and somebody asked him the question, if you had one question to ask God, what would your question be? And his answer was, I would ask God if he had a son. And you just a few minutes ago made mention of the fact that Jesus Christ is God. And I do think, Rick, there's a lot of misunderstanding or confusion and maybe just downright disbelief about Jesus Christ and who he is. Do you see it that way as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody, I believe, and to use human understanding, has a embed of consciousness of God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Everybody else understands that there is a God, but God revealed himself through beforehand his word, and then through his son, who was perfect, holy, and we rejected him, crucified him, but all in the sovereign plan of God, so that he might provide for us a relationship with him through his son, who is a part of the Trinity, which a 30-minute radio discussion, we could not do justice. I'm not sure we could ever do justice to that thought, but that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, three in one, God and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and glorifying him and worshiping him is the chief end of man, if you will.
Yeah, that's good. I'm reminded as you were sharing there about the verse in Luke 1 where Mary was giving her, which it was called the Magnificent, the song of her heart, and she called the baby in her womb, God, my Savior. Mary designated Jesus as God, my Savior. And then Hebrews 1 verse 8, I'm reminded, Rick, of that great verse when the Father was speaking about his Son. He said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." He said those words to his Son. So Mary spoke of Jesus as God, and the Father spoke of Jesus as God. And I think that's one of the things that is the big struggle today, is this whole idea about who Jesus Christ is. I have found,
yes, Rick, and that's the crux of missions, really, is communicating that to a world who is God, has knowledge to some degree of God from the heavens, declaring the glory of God and the firmament showing his handiwork, but they don't know and therefore cannot glorify God properly because they don't know his Son.
Yeah, that's a great passage too, Psalm chapter 19. I feel like when I go overseas, Rick, some people in many of the countries I've gone to seem to know more about Jesus in a relationship than those who have heard of Christ in America. But it is really the issue. So let's get down to our real issue today that we want to talk about. We're talking about missions today, and you very clearly taught us today, and it's so right on target that missions is about the glory of God. Let's talk about what is the way missions is changing in our current world climate. What's happening?
Well, while the core of missions has never changed, taking the gospel, the good news of Christ to the world, the avenues have obviously changed, just like the Roman road was an avenue that Paul took advantage of to carry the gospel. Our avenues today have changed and are still changing. I remember reading about Adoniram Judson when he was able to get a printing press. And he had a small ministry at this time. It was probably 20 years into his ministry. And he was able to get this printing press. He was able then to print literature. And he went throughout Burma at that time, Myanmar today, and he would hand out this literature and people craved it. It was like they had seen snow for the first time. And of course it was in their language and they devoured it. And so, you know, technology has provided throughout the generations many ways in which to accomplish that which God has commanded for the church to do.
Yeah, and with social media, Rick, I know you're on social media. So what do you think about the whole concept of using social media, as you say, for the glory of God?
I believe it was Paul that said to the Corinthians, "I've become all things to all men, that I, by all means I might reach one, reach them." And so these are tools. I often like to think of myself as a tool in the Lord's toolbox, that there's things I can do that he has created for me to do he has not created others to do, and he then will take me and put me where I need to be to use that or be used as that tool. And so the same is true when it comes to the technological advances. You mentioned we're involved in using it. We use it in the college that we have just started. I mean, we're a college without walls. We're using it in our missions ministry as well. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned the college, Rick. We have just opened up our college. We call it the College Without Walls, as you mentioned. We are delighted to have a wonderful faculty of people. We have our first group of students that are taking the first semester, and we have actually five semesters in an entire year, and it's all online, and we have people right next door where I live at just about who are on our program, but we have people well along halfway around the world on the program as well. And if you would like to get a program, we have three areas of concentration. All of it's surrounding the Bible. We believe in a biblical worldview. And the Bible we believe to be the very authority and the heart of what we do. But we are involved in teaching, a teaching career if you're interested in it. We have a wonderful teaching degree that we're offering, Bible for pastors, people that want to study the Word of God. And then we have the international outreach, which is kind of like what we're talking about here today. And so we would encourage you to go to DinoPedroneMinistries.com. That's plural, ministries, Dino Pedrone, DinoPedrone, DinoPedrone, DinoPedroneMinistries.com. and simply go to our college, Padron Ministry College, and you'll get the information. Rick, you're one of our mentors. Tell us what a mentor does at the college.
Well, I'm excited to participate in that ministry, and I feel like I'm a cheerleader. You know, you go to a football game, and I used to go to games, and I would facetiously say, oh, they had cheerleaders, and I will be in the background in many ways, but I will be individually patting the students on the back. I will be encouraging them their journey. I'll be keeping up with their academics and their spiritual life. I'll be involved in the chapel ministry, and will help them as they go through their degree process, and then even help them as they come out of school and get into the ministry, and be a lifelong friend and encourager to them.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Rick. You know, that's a uniqueness to our college, as you know, Rick. It's that we have this mentoring program, and mentors are looked at and viewed in the same way that our faculty are. They're very important key people. And so as the faculty teaches them, there are times when the questions need to be asked. How's your spiritual life coming along? Are you reading your Bible? Are you praying? What's the last answer to prayer you have? When it comes to academic life, are you getting your homework done? And of course, professionally, trying to help them to find a place to go. So again, go to DinoPadronMinistries.com and simply click on the college. And everything about the college is in there right now. It's a wonderful opportunity for many people. You don't have to travel halfway around the world to go to school now. You can do it right where you're living. And especially people who are listening to this broadcast overseas, we'd love to help you with your college education as God sees fit. So how are you using technology right now, Rick, in your ministry?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit ago. I am in the middle of my first long-term series through Zoom in Myanmar with the school there in Kalamaya. There's about 30 Bible students, and then they have the orphans come in as well. And I'm teaching them about Barnabas, his life and ministry, and I'm in we'll be going into week 7. It's been quite the experience, enjoyable. What an opportunity. It's also been filled with challenges. And that's the point I would make in relation to all of the ministry that we do. It is a blessing. It is an honor. It is wonderful. And it's also challenging and difficult. If we don't do it for the glory of God, then we might lose sight of that and get overwhelmed by the problems. But sometimes we've had the power go out. Sometimes we've had the internet go out. So those kinds of things happen, but they don't just happen overseas. They happen here in the States as well.
Yeah, then when you said that, that reminds me a lot of times, Rick, where I've had things like that happen overseas, where I'm preaching somewhere and the place goes totally black. And of course, you just keep on preaching. You have no idea what's going on out there in front of you. But it's interesting here. And I'm so excited, Rick, of that ministry that you're doing right now with those precious people over there. When you think of the old Burma, when you think of Thailand, you think of those places, and you think of the gospel getting in there in unique ways. And so many of these pastors have so little, and yet they're such a blessing. So that's terrific. What would be a kind of some final thoughts today on missions for you, Rick?
You know, called me, I was thinking back to when you called me. I just left my last pastorate. I was only out about a week, and you called me and said, will you go to Myanmar? And after I found out where that was, then we didn't just say, sure, we'll go. We began to pray, what does God want? What is God's will? And then we determined that God wanted us to go. And we went, and initially, as soon as we got off the airplane, we had problems. I won't go into the details of it, but it was not a small problem. And the thing that carried us through was twofold. We know this is where God wanted us to be right now at this time. And number two, there are lost souls that we might be able to reach while we're here. Those are the two things that we need to consider as we think about missions. We want to do everything we do in the will of God, for the glory of God, by the direction of God, and then in behalf of those to whom we are ministering, those who are in need of the gospel. And so that's my desire, and that's my focus. So it helps me not to pay attention to my limitations, but his unlimitedness.
Yeah. You know, Rick, we have just a couple of minutes left here. Why don't you just briefly tell the story of what happened there? It's a miracle what God did, actually. But you, I mean, you were really faced with a major issue over there. Tell the people just briefly what happened.
Sure. When we got off of the plane after 30-some hours of flying and layover, it was late at night and we were exhausted and we got our luggage and we went out into the Myanmar night. I remember it felt like going out into a swampy Florida summer night. It was so hot in February. And we got to our hotel, which was only a mile away, and I went to pay for our room, and all of our funds were gone. Every dollar that I had was gone. We don't know if it was stolen. We don't know if it was lost. We just knew it was gone. We were overwhelmed and anxious, and yet we saw God work. And Satan attacked. I can remember emotionally how he would speak to me, Satan I'm talking about, and make fun of me and laugh at me in a sense for thinking that I could accomplish anything like this. And yet the peace of God ruled us through that. So we communicated, we communicated with my children. They had some funds that were sent. Churches began to find out about our situation. They sent money, and I had $1,900 in a wallet at that moment that was gone, and when we got home, a total of $2,400 had come in to cover every cost. Oh, and by the way, two precious souls were saved when I spoke that following Sunday morning in Kalamaya.
That so touches my heart, Rick. Really, tears fill my eyes every time I hear that story. I remember the story of my good friend David Bowler and Joe Jordan, when they were down, I've forgotten the name of the country in South America. Their money was stolen, and they thought they were going to lose their lives as some bandits got them and had them on the ground. And yet the story that came out of that was rather remarkable, the protection of God until one day we're home with the Lord. Thanks, Rick, for being on. You're a regular on this. Thank you so much for your study, your research, and your practicality with all of this with missions. We are thankful to God what God is doing through our ministry with missions. Thank you for listening in today. This is Life Change Weekend. I want to remind you that every Monday through Friday, we have a Bible study on Friday. We have some special guest pastors and Christian leaders that join us for a discussion on Fridays. Then on Saturday, of course, we have a Life Change Weekend, as we are having today. And the whole purpose of this, as it comes out of our foundation ministry, is to have life change. As Rick said so well today about the glory of God, we are in this world to bring glory to God. And as we bring glory to Him, it changes our lives. It makes us different people. So we're so glad for so many of you that join us. This program now goes out through the online radio program of Mission Go to many, many places around the Western Hemisphere. And we are glad to be on in Africa, East Africa, and all of the English-speaking countries there. And of course, we have a network of stations with many dear friends up in upstate New York and southern and northern Pennsylvania. We're glad for all of you listening in. Pray for us, because there's much that we're doing with the college, with missions. Pray that God continues to bless and honor us for His glory. And remember, the Word of God is what changes our lives, and that's what we all need.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.